If you want an exercise in frustration, drive a car to a university campus and try to find a free parking spot on the nearby streets. It is difficult in the best of circumstances. And think about all the fuel burned up while people A, drive to campus, and B, drive several more minutes looking for that elusive parking spot. So colleges spend time working with students on other ways to get to campus that do not involve driving personal vehicles. Southern Oregon University recently started up its own Drive Less Connect program. Lee Hackney is one of the SOU student coordinators for Drive Less Connect. She's in the studio with me. Lee, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we also have Adam Gomez with us. He's a TDM planner at Rogue Valley Transportation District. TDM, we're told, stands for Transportation Demand Management. Adam, welcome to you as well.
Good morning.
So Drive Less Connect apparently exists in lots of places, Lee. Tell us about what the general thrust is and how it got to SOU.
Well, the general idea is just to educate students on all of their options as far as transportation goes, from carpooling to riding their bike to walking. It's been within Oregon for a very long time. The program just got to us, but ODOT has been running it throughout.
Yeah, so this is a marketing approach that ODOT's really kind of taken on and I've pushed recently in the last few years. So it started off in Portland in 2006 with the intent of increasing mode shifts to biking, carpooling, walking, taking transit. So after 3 years there, it was really successful in helping, encouraging people to drive less and take the bus, walk more, you know, exercise more. So after that, ODOT really pushed it throughout the state. And, you know, SOU is pretty excited to have you here on campus this year.
And how did was it just a matter? I mean, is this an off-the-shelf program that that any university can just adopt for itself?
So this is actually the first year universities actually had individualized marketing program. So the Drive Less Connect is an individualized marketing program. So basically what that means is there's an opt-in approach. So instead of doing kind of like a shotgun marketing where you send out mailers to everybody, every student, you know, even though there's students or people who don't aren't looking to change travel behavior, we kind of marketed towards people that actually want to change travel behavior. So we offer a free mailer and free kit to all the students, and then they can choose their material, walking, biking, transit material, if they would like.
All right, so there are you're pointing out it's a whole realm of options beyond just using a steering wheel.
Absolutely, exactly, yeah.
And any idea what the numbers are coming into the program, Lee, about how much students do drive to campus? I mean, it seems like, you know, some people live on campus, some people live close to campus. Ashland's not that big a town, but you also have a number of non-traditional students, and I imagine that would probably bump up some of the commuter visits.
Yes, definitely, and we actually have two campuses, one in Medford, so many students go to both, so we have to think about them as well. Of course, there is a large population of students that live on campus. So far, our numbers, we really don't know how many people are actually commuting, but we've gotten great numbers on participants that are enthusiastic about the program, so we can assume that it is a want.
So, yeah, as part of the selection process, Paige Towns, our senior planner, kind of worked with ODOT and tried to figure out what, you know, kind of geographic area, what community would be served best by this type of program. And, you know, we saw the numbers that about 50% commute outside of Ashland to campus or to Medford. And, you know, we did a survey before the program started, and there was about an 80% drive alone rate to campus. So there was definitely room for improvement and also an opportunity for students to really benefit from this program.
Was that number 80% drive
close
alone?
I think it was 77% about driving alone to work. So there's certainly room for improvement.
Wow. Is that a very high figure for a college campus?
I think for a college campus, it's certainly on the upper end. You know, it's a rural suburban setting, so it's up there. Yeah.
That makes sense. I guess it's not as urbanized, particularly in an expensive real estate market. I guess there are a lot of factors involved.
Yeah, here. But at the same time, there's opportunities. You know, there's already services in place with the student bus pass program and, of course, the great walking, biking trails we have here that really make it an option to not drive alone. Campus.
We're talking about Drive Less Connect with Adam Gomez and Lee Hackney. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. You can also check them out on Facebook, but you can join the conversation by calling us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area, 800-838-3760, email address jx@jeffnet.org. So from the perspective, so RVTD is involved with this because you are a potential beneficiary of Drive Less Connect program?
Well, we house the TDM program here in the Rogue Valley, and we also...
Okay, let's back up and explain what TDM
is.
It's a good place to start.
So transportation demand management. Basically, that's transportation options. So that's kind of what this program is all about. It's getting those resources and services out to people that want them and need them. So walking, biking, carpooling, and so that's student bus passes, getting people's maps, recreational guides, and also safety information, how to walk, how to use and navigate the streets safely at night, and getting safety material out to the general public.
So just a whole realm of stuff about moving around, not necessarily with cars, or are cars part of this mix too?
Carpooling, yeah, absolutely. I mean, carpooling is absolutely an option. You know, we have people really move around in the Rogue Valley, you know, from Grants Pass down to Medford. So carpooling is certainly one of the options we like to push out there. So it's not just not driving. It's whatever works for you. It's carpooling, walking, biking.
So how much of Drive Less Connect is a program that sort of exists already and it's there to be used, and then how much gets tailored to the needs of Southern Oregon University?
There was definitely already a program set in place, being that it was in Portland and Corvallis, but we had to do some changing because of the university setting. So we're finding things out as we go because of that. So we're tailoring our events to students and their needs, whether they mean we do them on campus. The carpooling, we have a Raider rideshare, which is set up a carpool network just for the students. So we're really working with them and seeing what they want.
I saw that on the calendar. There are a couple of Raider rideshare events this week. What are the events?
Well, one will be on our Ashland campus, and then one will be in our higher education building in Medford. And really, we just encourage students to come in and talk with us, tell us what their needs are, where they're coming from, and then we help them log in and make a account on Drive Less Connect and, just try to walk them through it and, try to help them out.
And you're mentioning the program, Jeff. So the program is just a marketing effort to get these services that are already in place out to students. And, this could apply to the general public as well. So Drive Less Connect is a carpool matching service. It's in place in Oregon, and it's available to anybody for free in Oregon.
Right, carpool matching service. Lee, you just mentioned accounts that you set up. So how does one individual take part in Drive Less Connect?
You go to the Drive Less Connect website and you make a login, and then you create rides, which basically just you're putting in where you go and what time you usually go and how much leeway you have on leave and return, and then you wait and see what who else is going where you're going at the same time, and then meet up.
Does software do the matching, or is it just more like a bulletin board?
The software does the matching for you. It kind of does all the legwork. So you kind of you put where you're starting from, where you're going, what time you want to be there, and it'll match you with a person with a similar travel patterns.
And is it using an instantaneous match? I can't imagine if there's a database there that it's working from. It can go bing. These are the people you need to see.
Absolutely. So if there's somebody that has the same travel patterns, they've already put in that trip, then it'll send you a message that there's a opportunity waiting for you.
Is there any clearance, any background checks, anything like that? Anything about finding out more about the people who take part in it?
So the Drive Less Connect, it just does legwork of connecting you to the person, and then you would then go off and contact that person through email, through phone number, and call them yourselves or contact them yourselves to figure out a travel arrangement.
All right. So there's no background check or any of the security sorts of things. You have to figure this out for yourself.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. But we definitely encourage safety with all of this and, meeting in a public place and, making sure you're comfortable. So
there's certainly guidelines of when to set up a time. Even for the Drive Less Connect, the Raider Rideshare events, we do kind of some fun events on what music you're going to listen to on the ride there.
So different things that may be uncomfortable and how to work through them.
Yeah. Oh, really? So, yeah, it's like if he likes classical music and you like rap. Or
yeah.
Something,
yeah. What do you do?
Right. So do you have, some information about the person already in hand when you first connect with them?
Well, they're an SLU student, mm-hmm. And where they're going. But other than that,
Yeah, so for like the Rate a Ride Share, that's a network within Drive Less Connect where SEU students can find rides with other SEU students. Like I was saying, drivelessconnect.com, the carpooling matching service, is available to anybody in Oregon. And it does connect to your Facebook page if you'd like to do so. So that's a great opportunity to maybe see potential car trip partners and who you're going to be riding with.
How much information does anybody have to put in to get their first login with Drive Less Connect? Because Lord knows in this age of internet logins, you always want to be a little stingy with your information.
Yeah, so it's not like a private service that ODOT's pushing. It's free to use. You just put your name, your contact information, of course, if you do make a match with somebody, they'll be able to contact with you. And like I was saying, you could link to Facebook as well. And, the other features about the program is trip logging. So you could, maybe you're not looking for a carpool. Maybe you're looking to just track your bike trips, your walking trips, your transit trips. And you'd be able to put those in the system and sometimes be rewarded. So at RVTD, we have a community tier program where we select an individual who's been logging in those non-drive alone trips, and they'll be entered to win a gift card to, say, Dutch Bros Coffee, kind of a little incentive reward for them for exploring the transportation options.
A little pot sweetener in the Drive Less Connect program. We're talking to Adam Gomez from Rogue Valley Transportation District and Lee Hackney from Southern Oregon University about the program. Join us on the exchange with your questions or comments. Check them out on Facebook. Our phone number here, 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Lee, there's already a commuter center on campus, isn't there?
There is.
At SOU. And so does that dovetail into the existing workings of the commuter center? I mean, how do you fit Drive Less Connect with that?
Well, we've been trying to work very closely with the Community Resource Center. We host some events there, like the Rate a Ride Share event this Wednesday, will be in the center. And the employees there are very enthusiastic also about the program, and they love to help us with that. And because it already is a center for commuters, it's a really great place for us to meet and promote the program.
Adam, I'm going to guess, based on the 77% figure of driving alone, that there's a great potential here, a great untapped potential for people to at least pair up in cars.
Absolutely. Students are a great population. That's kind of why we looked at SEU to run this program. Students are always looking to save money or try to make it convenient for them to get to school. So, with that number and with the services we already have here in Oregon, there's certainly a great opportunity to reduce that number and to get these services out to people to save them a little bit of money to, get them active and exploring their options.
Is there I guess the question would be then if there are that many people driving empty cars, is there an issue with schedule mismatches, for example, where just the times and places that people need to be just don't gel that well with somebody else's schedule? If you got like one class really early in the morning and then you leave campus and not come back until 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon or something like that.
That definitely would create a problem, but hopefully students are able to coordinate with other students, match up. Maybe one student's coming in the morning, that's a one-way trip, and another student's leaving in the afternoon. Really, it's just a scheduling between students at that point.
And again, it's more than just carpooling. There's
right.
There's the biking opportunities and the trains opportunities. There's still a huge amount of the population at SEU that's using RVT to get school on a regular basis. I think within the last year, looking at numbers, there's about 29,000 bus trips generated by SEU students in the RVTD bus pass program. So RVT offers a bus pass program to SEU that's just $15 a term to buy a student pass, and that gets you all the rides you need on RVTD.
I was going to ask if there was a discount. $15 for
$15, yes,
for a quarter
for a term, yes, uh-huh. 3 months. That's a great opportunity, and a service that both SEU and RVTD work together to offer the students.
And how long ago did SOU commit to joining the Drive Less Connect program?
It was last year, actually. So, once RVTD talked to ODOT and kind of figured out what area or what program or organization we'd like to carry out this program with, we spoke to SEU, and they just, to credit to them, they've picked it up and really embraced it. This is the first college campus to employ an individualized marketing program, and they're doing an absolutely fantastic job.
Which raises the question of how you market to people. I mean, younger people in particular, and we're talking college students here, they're not users of traditional media as much. Here we are sitting here talking on the radio about it, but you get the idea, you know, TV, yeah. Radio, not necessarily part of the mix. So what are the ways in which you extend things out to people?
Well, we definitely use Facebook a great deal, and really, I mean, we flyer and try to make it prominent around the campus. We've used window covers just to get the name and the idea of the program out, and then from there, word of mouth is great on the campus.
The SAU campus seems to be a great place to put chalk messages out. Is that part of your mix as well?
We haven't used chalk yet, but we probably should.
Maybe in spring.
Yeah, in the spring when there's outside. Less
rain. It's not that great to put chalk messages down just before it rains, but yeah, it is a campus. Since we work on the campus, we're aware of the fact that people are writing things on the pavement all the time.
It also creates unique opportunities because, you know, usually these programs are done in residential programs, areas. And, you know, with SAU, everybody's just so connected. They're connected into, you know, the internet, to campus. So it kind of makes it a little bit easier for us to, you know, go on Facebook, set some messages up, and, you know, put posters in, go to classes and talk about the program and the opportunities students have.
Given the fact that that people are here for different reasons and at different points in their life, is it kind of hard to figure out what's the best place to physically put things for them to see them?
Well, I mean,
because not everybody uses the Stevenson Union, for example.
That's true. But really, we try to put them throughout the campus. We put them in the dorms, flyers in all the different buildings, just, you know, so wherever you're doing on the campus, you'll be able to see us. And
it's ubiquitous. Yes. Yeah, across campus. And, you know, with the actual services and package they're receiving, they can go on. Students can go online to the Community Resource Center webpage and click the Drive Less tab on the left side, and they can order a Go Kit. So a Go Kit is kind of a travel package where students can you know, opt into the program and get the information they want. So whether it be biking maps, walking maps, safety information, transit schedules, or of course the carpooling matching service. So kind of we're not giving everything to them all at once. Kind of they go in, opt in, and try to pick the information they want to receive.
We're talking about the Drive Less Connect program at Southern Oregon University. We'll take a couple more minutes here talking to Adam Gomez and Lee Hackney, both involved with the Drive Less Connect program at SOU. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, 800-838-3760. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Now, Adam, you've been talking about ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation's involvement in this. Did it originate? I mean, Drive Less Connect is a nationwide program, is that right?
No, so Drive Less Connect, individualized marketing is a nationwide programming and outreach strategy. But Drive Less Connect is here in Oregon. It's a carpool matching service, as we've been talking about. But the Drive Less Connect SAU is a program that's kind of unique to Oregon that ODOT's you know, kind of committed to in getting these services out to people.
Unique in that it is larger than just carpooling?
Unique that the Drive Less Connect, this is a branding name that ODOT's using.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying the two parts of the Drive Less Connect at SOU and the Drive Less Connect National thing are not the same?
So individualized marketing, as we've been talking about, that's a national program, which, like we're talking about, it's the opt-in approach. So people receiving the information they want to receive. And Drive Less Connect is just the branding message that ODOT's using to carry out the IM program.
All right. So does ODOT provide any money for this? I mean, what are some of the costs incurred and who pays for them?
Yes, yeah, so ODOT receives federal funds, and this is RVT was awarded this program that, you know, SAU is carrying out. So I think the total run cost of this program is about $150,000.
Mm-hmm. We have a call. Here is Stefano. It looks like he's on his way to Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Adam Gomez and Lee Hackney. We're talking about Drive Less Connect.
I'm online?
Yeah, yes, you are.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's a wonderful program, and then I would like to thanks to this guy to do this. I have a question. I spend a lot of time on the car, so I would love to help somebody, but sometimes I'm worried about myself, or my security. So have they thought about this point, the security from the driver's side of the equation? Sometimes I think I would like to give a ride to somebody, but I would like to have an ID photo to send to my wife, just in case, you know?
Clearly? Yes, just some sort of system so that you'll understand, have some idea who the person is.
Yeah,
All right, we'll pick it up there. So thank you, Stefano, for the call.
Yeah, it's a great question. So like we're saying, the Driveless Connect drive matching service, it's available to all Oregonians. It connects you to that person. So it connects you to the person that you can, you know, if you want to pick somebody up from, let's say you're going from Medford to Grants Pass, and you can go out and you know, meet that person. That's something that you want to do to feel safer. You can go out and meet them and get a cup of coffee before you guys go out and kind of just connect and see if you're comfortable with that arrangement.
All right. So it's really up to the individuals involved.
Yes.
To go ahead and make the connection. But there's no security check, no anything else that lets you know anything really about the person.
Yeah, you know, you're going out and you're kind of, you'll go out and meet the person and see if that's something that you want to pursue.
Are some of these concerns being reduced as time goes on? I know that in this age of Uber showing up in places like Eugene, that the idea of taking a ride from somebody who's not a cab driver is certainly catching on, although there's a money transaction there. This is not a money transaction.
Yeah, programs like Uber and Lyft, those are private enterprises. This is kind of a program sponsored by ODOT. It's free to use. You know, as far as the online database, it's not something we're charging for. It makes it easier for individuals to carpool.
Any idea, Lee, what the numbers are at this point on people taking part in Raider rideshare as it currently exists?
Oh, Raider rideshare. I'm not quite sure.
I think it was, it was hovering about 100 or so.
100 people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's 100 people in the system, and it keeps increasing literally every day that we've been on campus.
Okay.
So it kind of started off at zero, and it's gone up.
All right, so here's the time to start boosting things. The Driveless Connect program, now you say it's available to all Oregonians, not just at SAU?
So DrivelessConnect.com is available to all Oregonians. The Driveless Connect SAU program, individuals marketing, is just available to SAU students. But yeah, you can check us out at SAU or RVT.org.
Okay, we have links available both on our main webpage at jeffexchange.org and on Facebook as well to the Driveless Connect SAU program. And you can find it as well at, what was the one for everyone?
Oh, DriveLessConnect.com.
DriveLessConnect.com. All right. Adam Gomez is TDM Planner, Transportation Demand Management Planner at RVTD. A lot of initials in your title. Rogue Valley Transportation District. Lee Hackney is one of the student coordinators at Southern Oregon University for DriveLessConnect. Thanks both for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you.
Thank you.